Children of immigrants often plant their feet in two worlds, their parents' homeland and the place they grew up. A Seattle man uses his bicultural experience to create new music. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more in this edition of Art of Our City.
Yerim Sek was born and raised in Seattle's Central District.
I tell people all the time that I'm just as American as anybody.
But Sek wasn't exactly like his neighbors. His father's from Senegal. His mother from Arkansas. Sek was always aware of his dual heritage.
I was surrounded by African food, African music, everything was African pretty much.
Sek's dad is a percussionist.
There was always a presence of instruments around, so there was always something to tinkle with, whether it was a marimba or a djembe or a talking drum.
But Sek didn't really take up his father's vocation until after his family sent him to Senegal.
The first time I went back to Africa was at the age of 16, and it was due to me being in a lot of trouble in school.
His parents thought experiencing his African heritage firsthand might straighten him out. At first, Senegal was a culture shock. But after 2 years there, Sek realized how comfortable he was in a majority black environment.
You know the phrase, it's a white man's world. People think it's a pity party when we say this, but, you know, systematic oppression is real.
In Senegal, Sek found a confidence he'd never had in Seattle. He came back to the U.S. intent on making music. It's hip-hop with a very personal twist.
Okay, into the booth.
In the studio, Sek raps his story for producer Jay Battle, a.k.a. Creeps.
Going through the motions, flew across that ocean, taught myself identity with very little coaching.
Eventually, they'll mix Sek's vocals with beats performed on American and African instruments. Sek wants to make songs that are danceable in this country, but undeniably African. Songs that tell his story, the story of a man with two cultures.
Where I'm from, your homeboys couldn't own the town. Where respect is based upon the vocal sounds.
I don't want anything to be lost in translation, but there's so many different parts of my personality. I don't want people to get confused either, but I don't want to be put into a box.
Yerim Sek says it's easier to be trendy than to tell people your story. He's rolled up his sleeves to do that hard work. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
The land that produced them Jaimon Hansus, Mutombo, the Kimbes, fresh Nikufis and high dev Kintes, Kalashnikov AKs that spray till empty. Dictate, be aware of what your dick say. Them badass sisters that set you up every which way. Them passport schemes, it seems. How they get paid, machetes and paranoids still alive.